Welcome back. One last segment. I am Jim Rome. Busy, busy Tuesday. Wild Tuesday, in fact. As promised, we're joined right now by the head football coach at Oregon State. He, in fact, played quarterback for the Beavers. He was the MVP of the 2001 Fiesta Bowl. Oregon State is ranked 24th nationally. They are 6-2. They're 3-2 in conference play. They've won three straight. They're coming off a win over Colorado on Saturday, and they've got a big one Friday night. They turn around. They're at Washington. Very important game for both. Jonathan Smith is my guest. Jonathan, it's great to have you on the show. How are you today?
Man, I'm doing great. Just walking off the practice field here. It's good work this morning.
Good. I appreciate that commitment. All right, so you're coming off the practice field. In fact, what about this week of practice? You're coming off a bye week, so that gives you an opportunity to get ready for Washington. They've had some additional time, too. What about the week thus far? How has it gone?
Yeah, I feel good about it, man. We did get a little extra time, which we're trying to take advantage of. You know, UW, they're scoring a bunch of points, tough place to play. And so we're going to have a great week of prep, and I think we're right in the middle of a good one.
Jonathan, I wonder about the bye. For instance, when you approach that bye week, do you approach it as a way to get some rest and recovery, or can you actually improve as a football team during the bye?
Yeah, it's a balancing act, man, because you do want to get some rest and recovery, especially where this one landed. We played 8 games, 8 straight weeks of work. You want these guys recovered. At the same time, you want to take opportunity. You know you got to improve, because you're always going to study yourself after the season type thing. Well, let's study ourselves now, and we got a month of football left, and implement some of the things we can improve on. And so we're trying to balance that. I think we've attacked a couple of days last week and then a normal 4 week this week.
Oregon State head football coach Jonathan Smith is joining us. All right, so having that bye week, I think, gives you an opportunity maybe to kind of take stock of where you are. I understand that it's all about Washington. I understand that, as you point out, there's a month of football left or more still ahead of you. But how gratifying is it to be ranked for the first time since 2013 and to be bowl eligible already once again?
Yeah, there's no question that we feel like we've made some huge progress around here the last few years. We're getting recognized for that progress with a mid-season ranking. But we're kind of treating it the same way we would a preseason ranking. We're into the postseason rankings. And so, like I said, it's progress. I know our guys have worked really hard to get recognized like this. But people are going to remember how we play in November, and that's how it'll start this Friday.
I think that makes a lot of sense. It's nice for the guys, but it's how you finish. Let me ask you this. Oregon State had endured some pretty lean seasons prior to your coming aboard in 2018. Like, what were the initial steps that you took to try and change and develop a different and winning culture there once again?
Yeah, there's a lot of heavy lifting, and I do appreciate that. There's a few guys still on this team, going all the way back to my first year in 18, that have been through a lot. Again, you want to develop talent, recruit talent, and I think we've gotten better and better each year. You want to establish some identity on really both sides of the ball, a style of play that you can recruit to, that guys know, and then use their talent. And we've got that going. I think we're physical in the run game offensively, defensively, gotten into a more of an attack mindset, playing really challenging things in the secondary, and that's gotten us to 6-2 right now.
Hey, by the way, you guys, I was going to ask you about that. You're extremely aggressive in the run game. Like, at an age or a time in college football when everybody's airing it out, you're averaging just under 195 yards per game on the ground. So how does that running ball or running the ball that effectively set up everything else that you're looking to do and your mindset as a team?
Yeah, we talk about establishing the line of scrimmage, and you can do that in the run game. I feel like you got a potent run game. You can finish games with the ability to run the clock out and make it physical. Ultimately, though, we do want to have some balance. And with a physical run game, you get some great pitchers to throw the ball down the field. We got to capitalize more on that, because you're right. In this day and age of college football, you see some of these offenses scoring 45, 50 points a game. We got to be able to score with the run and the pass.
Oregon State head football coach Jonathan Smith is my guest. So freshman quarterback Ben Golbranson took over 4 games ago when Chance Nolan went down. What has the freshman brought to the offense, and what has impressed you the most about the way he has stepped up upon being called upon?
Yeah, Ben's done a really good job. Three starts now, and it's 3-0. Was well-prepared, I'll say that. He put in work when he wasn't getting a bunch of playing time, and he was prepared each week. And I think that's paying dividends for him. We haven't adjusted the offense much. Still counting on him at the line of scrimmage, get us in the right plays, take shots down the field. And he's handled it. He's played on the road already. He's going to have to play again this weekend. And we're confident he's ready for it.
Right, so he just made the point that he's going to play again this weekend. That kind of answers that question. As a former quarterback, it seems to me nobody knows better than you and I'm sure you're going to ultimately have to sort this thing out, but how important is it to communicate and be really transparent when you've got two guys who have proven they can play quarterback for you and win at a high level?
Yeah, I'm with you. Transparent, honest, upfront, pointing out equal opportunity if it's well-deserved to be able to truly compete. And we do. We feel like we've got multiple quarterbacks that can win us games and score points. I mean, the other guy, Tristan Jebby, is sitting here as a senior. He's won games for us as a starter. And so we feel like our quarterback room is really competitive. They help each other out. And they know each and every week where they stand and what they got to do to improve.
Oregon State head coach Jonathan Smith is joining us. So you've got a great opportunity. You've got a great challenge coming up on Friday night. This is a national show, but this show, Jonathan's always been based in Southern California. And I've said for years, I've been trying to tell folks on the East Coast who may not stay up late enough to watch Pac-12 football about the quality of play out here with Oregon, USC, UCLA, and Utah all ranked in the top 15. Do you think the conference is getting the respect it deserves, or are there still far too many people that are sleeping on this conference?
Well, I just know there is a ton of quality play getting played in the league. Like you mentioned, those teams are having great years. I look at UW themselves. They're sitting here 6-2, 3-2 in the league, just like us, scoring almost 45 points a game. There's some quality play in this conference. You got to play well week in and week out, because I do think from top to bottom there's some competitive games, but the top end of the league right now is as good as anybody.
All right, so before I let you go, you've got a short week, and you're going to play on the road in Seattle at Washington Friday night. You know that's a tough place to play. You were the offensive coordinator at UW, so you know exactly what that atmosphere can be like, how intense it gets. What are the biggest challenges that the Huskies present?
Well, you know, it starts on offense. Their quarterback's so accurate. They get some big-time playmakers defensively, especially at home. That crowd can make a factor. You know, communication for the opposing offense. They can rush the passer. They can beat you on both sides. Again, he turned this thing into a track meet. That's going to be a problem. We've got to be able to contain his receivers in this passing game.
I got to ask you, though. You had a great career at Oregon State. You won the Fiesta Bowl MVP, as I mentioned, in 01. You were chucking it to the likes of Chad Johnson and T.J. Houshmandzadeh. Hey, by the way, T.J. is a guy that I always liked who badly stiffed me on my podcast recently. And that doesn't happen very often. Not cool, Hoosh. Not cool. But, Jonathan, anyway, those were really heady times for the program then. What do you remember most about that period?
Yeah, well, you remember a bunch of good times, good players. You mentioned those two guys, Chad and TJ. I got a ton of stories. Those guys in the huddle, every single play, they'd tell me they were wide open, even if I threw it to their partner. So I throw the ball to TJ. Chad's in my ear the whole time talking about how wide open he is. And it doesn't shock me that TJ would ghost you on the podcast.
Exactly. Dude, I'm not surprised either. In fact, when we booked him, and I like the guy, I always like TJ, but when we booked him, I'm like, are you sure this is a good idea, Ritt? Ritt's my booker, Jonathan. And sure enough, TJ did ghost me and did not show up when almost nobody does anymore, and he did. Like, how did you keep both those guys happy?
It was tough, man. I'll tell you, great, great guys and whatnot. TJ's super smart, man, understanding the game, and he's really doing well for himself. But I had a bunch of laughs with those guys for those couple of years here, about 2 decades ago.
Yeah, he's doing real well for himself, except on Wednesday he was doing well for himself. He probably had something way better to do than talk to me. Listen, one last thought. I so appreciate your time. You were with Chris Peterson his last couple of years at Boise State. You spent 4 years with him at Washington. Hell of a coach, man. Great, great coach. What was he like to work with, and what was your biggest takeaway from your time with him?
Yeah, it took away a ton. You know, as a mentor in this game, how on the strategy, creativity, you talk about building cultures around programs, took a lot from those experiences with him and tried to implement that here. Just a good quality man, too. Understand, just had a great perspective on life outside of just the game. We get so wrapped up in this game and how competitive it is, but there's a lot of other things going on, and he was a great mentor that way.
I like hearing that, and I agree with you. He is the head football coach at Oregon State. They're in the top 25. Great game Friday night. Really good matchup. Oregon State at Washington. Jonathan Smith right off the practice field and into the jungle. Jonathan, thank you very much. Great to have you on the show. Good luck this weekend.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, too. Good job, coach.